Good evening. This is Gene Hamilton introducing another concert in the weekly broadcast series by the Boston Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Serge Koussevetsky. The orchestra is making its last tour of the season to New York and other cities, and this concert is brought to you from Bushnell Memorial Hall in Hartford, Connecticut. Dr. Koussevetsky will present the radio premiere of the Third Symphony by Walter Piston. In a moment, Serge Koussevetsky will take his place at the head of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Walter Piston completed his Third Symphony last summer in the seclusion of his cottage at Woodstock, Vermont. The symphony, written by commission of the Koussevetsky Music Foundation, is dedicated to the memory of Madame Natalie Koussevetsky. The symphony has had its first performances at the concerts of the Boston Symphony and is about to be heard for the first time on the air. It has been discovered by the genealogists that Mr. Piston is of Italian descent, but there's nothing especially Italian about his appearance or conversation. It would be more to the point to say that he's a Downeaster, having been born in Rockland, Maine, and that he's a distinguished member of the faculty at Harvard, where he has been the principal teacher of music composition for many years. But it's as a composer of outstanding orchestral works and a number of chamber works that he is best known. For these have been performed many times and in many places. It is Walter Piston's new Third Symphony, which will be played in a moment by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The lights have been dimmed here in Bushnell Hall in Hartford. Our audience awaits the appearance of Dr. Koussevetsky. Walter Piston's first two symphonies, as well as his concertos and suites, have been played by this orchestra, and he wrote his popular ballet, The Incredible Flutist, for the Boston Pops Orchestra. This third symphony has the usual four movements, the first an andantino, the second a scherzo, the third a slow movement, and the finale an allegro. Here comes Dr. Koussevetsky. They will conduct the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the first radio performance of Walter Piston's Symphony No. 3. Thank you.
Thank you.
Walter Piston's Third Symphony has been performed for the first time on the air by the Boston Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Serge Koussevitzky. Serge Koussevitzky's career has been largely devoted to the encouragement and development of talented composers. This was so in Russia and later in France, where he not only performed music of importance as it appeared, but founded a publishing house to put it in print. In America, he has been responsible for the growth of many a young composer into an artist of true importance. In 1942, he established a music foundation to give talented young composers time and freedom through financial assistance to devote themselves to a new work, which, if he considered it worthy, he would perform. Such was Walter Piston's Third Symphony.